Very special night right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We want to have some fun just in time for Halloween. There is no need for moms or kids to be spooked when using the Exergen temporal artery thermometer. Yes, it glows in the dark. And my first two emails that I received tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, you're going to get one for free. Just email me at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Exergen temporal scanner thermometers, number one with pediatricians and number one with moms. Okay, the NBA season is back, and we are excited to break it all down for you right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The Big E back with you, and I'm going to be posting up our producer, Joe George, and he is excited as I am. He's broke out his Chicago Bulls Derrick Rose jersey. Looking good there, Joe.
We got to bust it out. Derrick's back. He's seeing double vision right now, but hey, he's on the court and he's healthy for now, and he gave us a scare already in game one of the season versus the Cavs. It looked like he got hurt. He hurt his hip or something like that driving to the basket. But hey, you know, he's on the court. That's all that matters for now, and it just depends on how long he can stay there is how far the Bulls can go this season.
How surprised were you that the Bulls were able to come away with the win? I mean, how cool is that for their first-year head coach and Fred Hoiberg's first time, you know, being an NBA coach? That's got to give you some confidence moving forward.
It really does, because this team is already so much different. Tom Thibodeau last year and in his years prior was based on defense. And if the Bulls held the team to under 100 points, you know it was a guaranteed win. And this year, you're expecting, okay, Fred Hoiberg brings in the running gun, McDermott and Snell and Butler. They're going to be part of that. He didn't start Joakim Noah. Paul Gasol and Mirotić started for the team. So you're expecting this team to score over 105 points every game. In the first game, they only scored 97. So if I just saw that box score without seeing the Cavs, I would expect a loss. But they came out and they won. You know, they played decent defense in that game. Joakim Noah didn't score. He didn't score in the second game of the season either. But in that first game, Gasol had 2 points, Noah had zero, and they still won. So that's great. I mean, I'm very excited. And Derrick Rose, he really didn't play that well, but he had 18 points.
And Gasol had the big block, right?
Yes, Gasol and Jimmy Butler both came up with huge defensive
stops.
Jimmy
B, woo!
Yeah, Jimmy Buckets is... Jimmy Butler, I think, is going to be she's a dominant player in the NBA defensively, and he's got the offensive game to match. It's kind of like Tony Allen in Memphis. He's a fantastic defender, but he can't play offense. Where Jimmy can, he can shoot the three in the mid-range jumper, and he knows how to drive to the basket as well. I think Jimmy's an all-around player, and he'll definitely be an all-star this year, and maybe even first-team All-NBA.
You know, it's early in the season. Everyone's fresh. Everyone, for the most part, is healthy. But just watching the Cavs, the Bulls, it just seems like the Bulls, like they're happier. Like they're.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Like. Yes, I agree. And this team.
And I don't mean that as, you know, a slight to Coach Thibodeau.
And Mike Dunleavy has already come out and said he's on his eighth coach in his NBA career. He says he doesn't buy into the media's perspective that Tom Thibodeau is running this team down. But come on. I mean, he was. Look at Luol Deng and Joakim Noah. I mean, these guys are beat to death. Joakim Noah, his feet. They're so bad. His plantar fasciitis was so bad year in and year out. And Tom Thibodeau, he ran this team into the ground. I don't care what they say. I think it's because they still like him. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he's a terrible coach when it comes to practice. He doesn't understand how it works. The Bulls are up 15 points. You know what happens? Derrick Rose tears his meniscus because he won't come out, because Tibbs won't take him out of the game. Hoiberg's not going to do that. I think it's going to be very similar to what you see Popovich do in San Antonio. When guys need breaks, they're going to get them. And I think that's fantastic. I think this team is deeper than it's ever been before. Bobby Portis, I think, is a steal in the draft this year. He hasn't touched the court yet this season.
Okay, so are you optimistic that Derrick Rose is going to return to all-star form?
No. And the reason why he won't is because Jimmy Butler is too good to let him. I think Jimmy Butler is going to be the key to this team, and Derrick will not be able to have the MVP numbers that he's had before. I think Derrick is going to be second fiddle on this team, maybe third even, once Mike Dunleavy returns to the court. Gasol, you know, hit that jump shot that he has from the free throw line, and Mirotić has looked incredible, especially in game one. He led all Bulls scores.
Yes.
He had 19 points, two-time MVP over in Europe. He's a fantastic basketball player.
And he's got a sweet stroke, doesn't
he? Yes. I think Derrick is the third or fourth option on this team, as he should be. And I think that's fine with – I think that Derrick should be fine with that. And I think If Derek can accept his role as the third or fourth option and facilitate this offense, I think the Bulls have a legitimate shot to win an NBA championship this year.
Shed some light on just the evolution of Jimmy Butler. Where has he come from? I mean, he has made a tremendous splash. I mean, I was watching some video online. He's like dancing with one of the Sports Illustrated girls, you know.
Yeah, Jimmy's a hard guy to read because, you know, it's funny, he doesn't do interviews. In Chicago and nationally, you will never hear Jimmy Butler on the radio. There's one station you can find Jimmy Butler on. He's on US 99.5. It's an all-country station because Jimmy Butler is the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world.
Really?
Yeah, Jimmy's a bizarre guy. I think he's hysterical. He doesn't do NBA interviews, so you don't know a lot about him. He went to Marquette. He came in. He was a late draft pick for the Bulls. High 20s, I believe. I think he was 28th. I always get him and Taj confused. And Tibbs really developed him, and I'll give him credit for that. But I think Hoiberg, what Tibbs did for Jimmy's defense, Hoiberg is going to do for his offense. He's going to expand it. And I think Jimmy Butler is just going to be a dominant force in this league. With the salary cap going up, Jimmy, he just signed a contract, but his next one, he's going to get paid even more. He's going to be an incredible player for years to come.
If he loves Taylor Swift, he needs to get his buns down here to Texas. We love country music.
Let me tell
you something. I mean, what do you think is like his favorite song of Taylor Swift? Shake It Off?
Oh, man. I think he's an old school guy. I'm thinking like the Taylor Swift that is like a pop star they called country. But I wouldn't be surprised if Jimmy's like jamming out to like Bad Blood all the time.
Joe George with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is our NBA season preview. We are breaking it all down. So, okay, we got some new coaches. We were just talking about Fred Hoiberg. We got some new coaches in the league. How about Billy Donovan? That sweet win over the San Antonio Spurs on Wednesday night. They're off to a great start.
Yeah, they are. I do like Oklahoma City a lot this year.
I like them a lot.
I do have concerns about Billy Donovan. I don't.
Why?
And Fred Hoiberg. I mean, I like both these coaches a lot, but I don't necessarily always buy into the college thing. It doesn't seem to work all the time. And, you know, Brad Stevens has looked good. But I think with Billy Donovan and Fred Hoiberg, it's hard to tell because Brad Stevens is he's in a rebuilding team. You know, these guys are walking into three or four All-Stars on their team. They're in very different situations. You really don't have to coach Kevin Durant. You don't have to coach Russell Westbrook. You know, you don't have to coach Derrick Rose or Jimmy Butler. They know what they're doing. You can improve them, but it's not Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley and Marcus Smart that Brad Stevens is dealing with. So I think Hoiberg overall has the better season.
Okay, Joe George with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I tell you what, I should have buckled up. I mean, Joe,
sorry.
Bringing some strong.
I love NBA.
And I want all my listeners to know I'm not saying that I agree with all of them. So let me just throw that out there. But let me ask you this. Who's going to be playing in the NBA Finals this year?
Well, I have the Cavs, but there's clearly something wrong with LeBron James' back. So a back injury is, I think it's the scariest injury in sports.
Oh, yeah.
So Kyrie's, you know, he's not healthy right now either. So I'll say the Cavs, pending they can be healthy, just because until I see the Bulls actually beat them, the Cavs will always have the Bulls' number. The Bulls just haven't done it yet. I've picked this next team to win the NBA Finals for the last 2 years, and I'm going to pick them again, and I'm probably going to be wrong, but I think this is the deepest team the Los Angeles Clippers have had.
Oh.
Come on. They're so deep. Paul Pierce, that is a fantastic addition. Jamal Crawford, DeAndre Jordan's back. I know you don't like DeAndre because of the Mavs thing.
That's right.
But I think this is the best Clippers team they've had, and this is my theory with the Clippers. If they don't at least make it to the Western Conference Finals this year, blow it up. Trade everyone. Not everyone. But you gotta change something because it's like the Bulls. The Bulls have gotten close, but it wasn't working. So you got to get rid of Tom Thibodeau. If you're the Clippers, if you can't get there, then what's the point of having all these big contracts? What's the point of bringing back Jordan? And what's the point of having all these guys? So I'm going to say, for the third year in a row, and probably the third year in a row, I'm going to be wrong, but it can't be any worse than my NFL predictions this year. The Clippers are going to win the NBA Finals.
Okay, our producer, Joe George, with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Joe, I thought you were a softy.
Nope.
Wow, I mean, you're throwing like some hard pitches right at me.
Sorry.
But it's good to have you with us. And of course, we want to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup tonight. Rob Reichel, the author of Leaders of the Pack. Jim Trotter, author of Junior Seau, The Life and Death of a Football Icon. Our very own Andy Pondillo with our MLB news and notes. Quinn Buckner, the Vice President of Communications and Television Analyst for the Pacers and the great Jerry Colangelo, USA Basketball chairman. I mean, Lissa Walker-Campbell, you guys be safe out there. It's Halloween weekend. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you for the biggest and the best in sports at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, next weekend.